والصلاة والسلام على خير خلق الله. All praise due to Allah, the supporter of the obedience, and one who provides guidance to the people of the oneness of His, and the one who always give honor to those who are holding and grasping His religion, the one who sends victory upon those who follow His messenger. I will witness that there is no deity worthy of worship but Allah, who has no partner in His lordship nor in His godhood. He is the one who punishes and beats stubborns, who is the one who destroys the apostles. He is the one who hates those people of heaven. And he is the one who destroys the sources and magicians. The one who declared the war between him and those people of Riba, and the one who prevents his grace from the people of Had, and the one who destroys all the good deeds of those who claim that He subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive certain people or certain men. He is the one who removes the authority from the hands of those who judge with other than His law. Blessed be upon the one who is sent as a message to the whole universes, the one who was sent with the perfect and complete religion to all the creation. And upon those who follow Him, those are the ones of the people of success. And those who opposed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are the rulers. And whoever shows him a seeming raising him to the level of God are the ones who are going to be reflected with the crucifixion. Afterward, all slaves of Allah, verily there is no worse than the one who opposes His God, His Lord, and the views of stubbornness and opposedness in our lifetime are me. From this shirk, whoever commits shirk is a person who opposes Allah, opposes Lord. Like those who worship the trees, stones, crosses, stars, or whatsoever, either associating their worship along with Allah, or worshipping them away from Allah, denying Allah. Both are considered mushrikeen, kafirin, and both are opposing Allah Ta'ala. And those also who are very extreme with guys. And those who are up on the examination, in dealing with the Irish people,
and those who took and set up
هم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله. We don't worship them except that they bring us closer to Allah. So the limit is worship. We don't worship them except that they take us closer to Allah. So we worship them. But this worship is not because they are gods. Not because they are gods. But because that they are accepted by God. So we worship them, they take us to Allah. This is a form of opposing Allah. Allah Ta'ala, defending kuffar. He subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the continuation of this ayah, إِنَّا يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ فِي مَا هُمْ فِي يَحْتَلِبُونَ. Verily Allah Ta'ala will judge between them. There's no rejection upon what they have different understandings and beliefs of in the field of Aqidah. Verily Allah never guides the one who is a liar and a kafar. Kafar in Arabic means a person who knows his kafir and he decided to stay in it and defend it as it is the true religion. That is a kafar. The one who has much kufr. That is a kafar. And kafar and kafir, although both of them are out of the religion, but kafar is worse than kafir. Is also the person who named, if he is Abu al-Kufr, and he named the Muslims as Kufar. That is the problem. He is the one Abu al-Kufr. But yet, he names the Muslims as Kufar. Like what the Kufar of Quraysh used to say about Muhammad sallallahu and the people who entered Islam, they say, Sahabiha. They are the Sahabiha because Sahabiha is the one who left the right way. They are the Sahabiha in reality. But they name the Muslims as Sahabiha. And from the views of opposing Allah, Sahir. Learning Sahir. Going to the people of Sahir, believing them in what they say. All these are forms of abusing Allah or opposing Allah. Opposing Allah. Why? It is because these magicians and the people who believe them and go to them, whether they say by their tongues or not, they claim that it is not Allah alone who can do things. These people also can do exactly like what Allah is doing. So, and that's kufr. And that's kufr. Also, tiyar. And tiyar is a name given to an action that the person predisposes or hides and acts upon it. I kind of believe. In the old days, they use only to express it towards some birds, like crows. Ordinarily, any birds. Or for example, if they say the crow, they believe that there is something bad going to happen. And if they want to take a decision, and they say any kind of bird, then they throw salt towards it or something like that, to see to which direction they fly. If they fly to the right side, they believe that this is something good which we are going to do. And if they fly to the left side, they believe that this is something bad. Today, we have more views of that than there are today. Today, people think, oh, this phase is phase of which brings all bad. What a bad day that I started seeing this man or this. I have different neighbors or names or states or places or whatever. All these are shirk. Why? Because the person thinks that these conditions can rich and poor, he says, "Oh, ya Allah, why? I'm a worshiper, and my neighbor never worships you. He is frightened, nor eat nothing. And you give him, you don't give me." This is a kind of opposing Allah. Our stubbornness. Because you are objecting what Allah Ta'ala did. And Allah Ta'ala is all knower. Allah Ta'ala, that's what he says, Abu Wasim. Everything that Allah Ta'ala makes, there is a wisdom behind. You don't know it. Your knowledge is limited. As in the hadith, إِنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِ مَنْ لَا أَغْنَيْتُ وَلَا كَفَرْ وَإِنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِ مَنْ لَا أَفْقَرْتُ وَلَا كَفَرْ. Some of my people, some of my slaves, if I make them rich, they will become kuffar. And some of them, if I make them poor, they will become kuffar. So Allah Ta'ala made the one who is rich Abu Wisdom, who is poor Abu Wisdom. Okay? So you never ever object the qadr of Allah. Some of the views that we hear day and night of the objection of the qadr is when something happened to someone. Say, Allah, he is a good man. I don't know if it's said in English, but in Arabic they say, my style. He should not be, he should not receive this kind of illness or Allah should not give him that. That is a kind of objecting the qadr. That is, you don't know that Allah was very merciful with him when he gave him cancer. Because he did something that Allah unpleased to the limits that Allah would destroy him totally. But Allah, with his mercy, gave him only cancer. So you don't know the unseen. You don't know the unseen. So now you object the qadr of Allah towards you or towards others. And this not mainly you see when somebody dies and his family woman, the woman of his family, says, God has and is seeing things. What is this objection of qadr? What is it? Shows that we know more than Allah. And that's why this is a form of opposing Allah Ta'ala. From the forms or views or examples that opposing of Allah is hasad. When you make hasad on others, you are objecting why Allah gave him that, he doesn't give me. And that is a very major sin. From the views of opposing Allah, is claiming that Allah won't forget someone. Claiming that Allah won't forget someone. Because you are a worshiper and that man is not a worshiper. Or he is very weak worshiper. And that is reported by Imam Muslim on the truth of Jundub ibn Abdullah رضي الله عنه. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the man said, Wallahi la yaghfiru Allahu li fulan. By Allah won't forget so and so. Allah Ta'ala then said, من ذا الذي يتألى على الآلية. Who is this one? Who is he? Who dwells on me not to do something? Who's that? A small example, the lowest rank of employee in the organization, showing that the manager, the director, won't increase the salary of so and so. He brings in, he says, who do you think yourself? And Allah has the highest example. Imagine that happens with Allah. That's a major thing. And look to the consequence of that. Allah Ta'ala said, إِنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُ وَأَحْبَطْتُ عَمَلَكَ. I have forgiven him and destroyed all your good deeds. He was a worshiper. He was a worshiper. And he said that. So all of his worship got him. Maybe someone would say, this is not fair. Just for one word. All of his worship got him. Yes, this word isn't something simple. There are some words, only one word. Destroy everything. For example, if the husband told his wife, you are a player, how damage you think this can make? It's only a word. It's only a word. Even if you come and say, I am talking, finish. A joke. If you tell someone, I don't believe that you are a son of so and so, that's a big word. It's a word. But a big word. Even if you are a politician, because now you can't do it yourself, you know. So that is very dangerous. But imagine when the world is related to Allah. When someone says that Allah doesn't forgive someone, that is a major sin. That's a big problem. From the views of opposing Allah, is turning away from living as a religion. From what is obligatory upon you to do, we don't say that you have to learn all the religion, no, but at least what makes you worship Allah correctly. So you need to learn your aqidah, your belief. You need to learn. It's not enough to say, oh, I know it. No, it's not enough. So let me give you one example of today. How much knowledge do you think people have about aqidah today? I think they have too much knowledge. But they don't have the what we call the fiqh of it. The knowledge you can take from books. I have implemented this, you cannot take it from books. And that's why Allah Ta'ala did not send books directly to the people. He sent it to these two messengers. And the messengers gave the blessings to them. How to implement this worship. Today, although we have too much knowledge, yet you see some people wearing a person or a person of color. It is what? It's for Yani. Beautifying? No, it is. They think that this can stop some illnesses. Go back to the Hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a person like that. That guy. And he told him, remove it. He said, why are you wearing it? He said, Wahina. Wahina is an illness. He said, remove it. This is only gives you weakness to your belief. And in your body. But I said, people, and they are trying to excuse it. They sell it in the farmland. This is the delete. This is the delete. So they ignore all the knowledge. All the knowledge that they have, they just throw it away and talk what they say. Some of them may be engineers, maybe doctors, maybe highly educated. But yet, they don't have the fiqh of that knowledge. So, we have to learn. We have to go to the ulama, as Allah Ta'ala said, فَسَلُوا عَلَى الدِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge if you don't know. We have to go back to the people of knowledge. And we have to choose who are the people of knowledge. It's not anybody but the Taliban is the people of knowledge. So everybody wore like this as the people of knowledge. No. It's not a person, it's not any person who stands and gives a good tone. In whatsoever language, very fluently, is a people of knowledge. No. People of knowledge are known by their knowledge. Then I go back to them, whenever you have a problem with your family, whenever you have a problem in your inheritance, in your business, in your social, you always go to them. Those are the people of knowledge. And you don't feel hesitating to take them opinions, because you believe that these people of knowledge. Allah Ta'ala is so said, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ ثُمَّ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا إِنَّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُنْتَقِمُونَ. هذه سورة سجدة آية 22. Who is more wrongdoer than the one who is given the ayat, the knowledge from Allah, and turn away from it? Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُنْتَقِمُونَ. He and the mujrimeen. And mujrimeen means criminals. So the criminals, what did they do? Did they kill somebody? Did they rob? Did they did all of that but another way. When you turn away from learning your religion, you'll be a criminal in your friend. You'll be a criminal. And the Prophet ﷺ said,